Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
About 2-3 weeks ago, there was a report out of Atlanta that the Tigers and Braves had been talking. It came from one reporter. You know, and look, we've got the station has Atlanta ties because our boss Jimmy's from Atlanta. So we talked to him about it, and he said, "Yeah, that guy's no foof." And he made some calls and said, "Yeah, Atlanta would definitely be interested in Shane Green because their bullpen's a mess, and yeah, Detroit could get a young player off the Braves, a young position player off the Braves roster." Gator, as we approach the trade deadline, 50 days out ish, do you think Shane Green will be dealt? Yes or no?
Yes,
I do too. $4 million he's owed this year, and then he becomes a free agent. He's a rental. Do you think we will be excited by what they get back for Shane Green?
I'm trying to define excitement. Do I think that they can get a top 50 prospect in return for Shane Green? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I don't think it's going to be that exciting. I think they're going to move Shane Green. I think they'll get somebody with some potential back. But I'm not expecting it to be somebody off of any of the prospect lists that we browse with great regularity now, you know, top 100 or anything like that. Maybe at the bottom end of that, but I doubt it.
I would prefer getting some team's really top prospect by combining Shane Green with Matt Boyd. If they're hell-bent on trading Matt Boyd, then go ahead and do, if you can pull it off for somebody's, for a top prospect, a top 25 prospect in baseball, to trade Boyd and Green and get that. I don't think that's outrageous to think that you can get that.
No, it's not.
Given the control that you have over Matthew Boyd, and you're adding in the rental of Shane Green. Now, if it's just Boyd that you're going to trade, I mean, you're going to trade both guys. But the question is, when do you trade Boyd? If you're going to trade Boyd, do you combine him with Shane Green or do you do it separately? If you're going to do it separately, you don't have to do it this year. You can do it in the offseason with Matthew Boyd. But you have to trade Shane Green because he's a free agent.
I don't think they're going to trade Matthew Boyd. I think they're going to try and trade Matthew Boyd. I think they're actively trying to trade Matthew Boyd. But by most accounts, it's going to be a buyer's market. And I don't think they'll move Matthew Boyd for anything short of a knock your socks off kind of deal. And they shouldn't, because Matthew Boyd is young enough that when this Tiger team, and the timeline for the Tigers to compete is 2021. So not this year, not next year, but by 2021, they hope that they have enough help here that has come from their own system, that between Jake Rogers and Daz Cameron and Isaac Paredes and, you know, Cody Clemens, et cetera, that they've got some good position players finally sorted out with Lugo or Candelario. And they've got the pitching, the young pitching, that'll be helpful. How many of those guys will be good starters by 2021? I think it'd be optimistic to think north of one. One, I think, could be a good starter. If Casey Mize has a full year next year at the major league level, could he be good by 2021?
Yeah,
I think he could.
So could Matt Manning.
Could be. But guys bust out too. Guys,
sure.
You know, yeah, they go to the next level. Baseball's filled with landmines every time you change a level. But I don't think they're going to be able to trade Boyd. And I think because of the way this market is shaping up, because of the price that was set a couple years back with some other starters similar to Matthew Boyd, I feel like they have the fallback position of, we don't need to trade him, because we could use him in a few years. He still should be effective. And because he's under club control, we can go through this whole song and dance in the off season. We can go through this whole song and dance next year at the trade deadline. So my prediction is, I said, I don't think Matthew Boyd's going to get traded. Shane Green, yes. Matthew Boyd, no. If they happen to get a knock your socks deal, socks off deal, you know, fantastic. But I don't think they're going to get the offer they want because of the way the market's shaping up. The haves and have-nots and the reduced middle class.
Well, I don't know if they'll get the offer they want, but that's why I say that it's quite possible you can combine the two and get something spectacular out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because both players obviously have value, different kinds of value, but they have value, and both values are pretty good. But, again, the Tigers don't have to move Matthew Boyd at the trade deadline. They can move him in the offseason because there's still so many years left of team control.
Now, you read something out of Texas regarding the Tigers. Well, regarding Texas and their wants and needs come the trade deadline. And let's just update you with where Texas sits right now. Second in the American League West behind the Houston Astros. They are 9 games back of the Astros in that division. But in the wild card chase, they're hanging on to one of the wild card spots. A couple games ahead of Cleveland, a couple games ahead of Boston. Two teams that historically, especially Boston, will be expected to be active. So if you want to keep up with the Joneses, is Texas likely to make a deal? What did you find out in Texas? What did it say?
Well, there is a story from MLBTradeRumors.com that says the headline is Rangers looking at controllable starters.
Well, there's Matthew Boyd, right?
Yes. Okay. Says, despite a rather surprising 35-30 start to the year, the Rangers have little but questions in their rotation behind Mike Minor and Lance Lynn. Both of those hurlers could ultimately end up on the block come late July if the team can't keep pace, which still seems a distinct possibility. So talking about the Rangers, not necessarily the Rangers are going to go for it this year, but the Rangers are looking for somebody down the line. So that, to me, sounds like they'd be willing to sell off major league guys right now on their roster for something in the future, which is interesting because is that something the Tigers would consider?
Wait, it sounds to you like the Rangers want...
Well, it doesn't sound like the Rangers are going for it this year. It sounds like the Rangers are reticent to the fact that, okay, we want something for the future in a controllable starter, right? That's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you get that? You're going to get that because you're going to give up prospects? You're going to get that because if you want stuff that you can control, you're not giving up prospects. You're giving up guys on your roster right now.
I guess, but then that would probably eliminate Matt Boyd because I don't think the Tigers are interested in.
I don't think that they are necessarily either. Unless
they're really young.
Yeah, unless you can find somebody.
I don't know.
It doesn't seem like it's a partner for the Tigers.
But the other thing about the Rangers system, it's not loaded.
No, from what I saw, I went to the top prospects for each team and looking at the Rangers, this is according to MLB.com, there's nothing really special about what they have right now. Their number one prospect is a pitcher. The number two prospect is a pitcher. So if the two top prospects are pitchers, those are guys who are not moving if they're looking for controllable assets. And neither of those guys is pitching spectacularly. The number one prospect has like an ERA in the threes, but the other guy is ERA in the sevens. Then you go to their number three prospect, who's hitting .234 this year. The number four prospect is hitting .181 this year in high A ball. You know, you start to go down their list, and they're guys that just aren't performing all that well this season to start the season. So I don't think there's anything that's going to wow you about the Texas Rangers in their organization when it comes to prospects.
No. Now, meanwhile, the Detroit Tigers, look, this is, I've said it before, I expect this to be the most boring year of the rebuild. They're not going to mess too much with the 40-man roster because they don't want to, there are guys that they don't want to expose to the Rule 5 draft. So, you know, there's a really good chance that they've said it repeatedly. Don't expect to see Casey Mize up here. The Kyle Funkhauser thing is interesting because there's more speculation that he could get a shot up here, but he's not a 40-man roster guy. So that's somebody that
he'll get a shot.
So they're gonna have to replace somebody on the 40-man roster.
Well, and they can do that. They can shuffle around. It's not as difficult to shuffle on that roster, but Funkhauser's gonna get a shot. They desperately need to have an arm, but he's got to prove that he's healthy enough to do that. I mean, he just started pitching again in games. So, and Bo Burrows is someone who's going to start pitching again soon as well. I wouldn't be surprised to see both of those guys come up at some point this year. Funkhauser earlier than Burrows, but they should both get a shot at some point. They need to find guys.
They do. If they're going to do that, why not Mize? Is it just? It's probably just Clyde.
It's everything time. Everything is starting the clock on Casey Mize. That's why.
It's service time. And there are certain guys you don't worry as much about service time because they aren't considered to be high end prospects that you have thinking long term. You might lose them. So 248-539-9797 ticket text 97136. Again, we expect over the next couple weeks, I think you're going to hear a lot of scuttlebutt. What about Nick Castellanos? Do you think they will trade Nick Castellanos?
I don't know what they're going to do with Nick Castellanos. It's a bit of a head scratcher, and yet is it? He hasn't had a season where he's going to get a whole lot of demand in trade. I mean, he's not hitting for power. He's not hitting for average. The best part of his game right now might be his defense. He's improved dramatically as an outfielder. Is he average defensively now? Probably not, but he's trending in that direction. He's gotten a lot better there, but he's got to start hitting, man. I mean, 267 or whatever he's hitting, that's not going to cut it. And the seven home runs or whatever, any home runs he's got, it's more than depressing. When you look around Major League Baseball and you see teams everywhere that have guys, multiple guys in their roster that have at least 10 home runs, and here the Tigers are, I think Jacoby Jones leads the team with 8.
What's fascinating about Castellanos is when he switched to Scott Boras this year, you're thinking, oh boy. And then he's going out and having a hard year for even Boras to sell, right?
Well, because it's all about trade. That's on his mind. I think if he had a deal, you'd see a better player right now because it would put his mind at ease. I think if he gets traded, and who knows what kind of player he's going to be after that trade and until he gets a contract in the offseason. But it's not a good year for Nick Castellanos.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.